This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We can sense the chip on your shoulder. Companies go after you who have picked on day two instead of day one. Is that something that you leave behind on draft weekend, or is that something you're carrying with you here?
No, that's staying with me forever. So everybody who passes by me got to pay.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Lither Burden, everybody passing on me got to pay. Steve Ratt of Mississippi. We have news. I'm Luther Burden. It is typical Bears news. Welcome into Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I suck so you don't have to, but the Bears are beating us to it. They now have their two top draft picks hurt. There you go. Rookie orientation. They're getting oriented into the idea of getting hurt because you're a Bears player. Joining me now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Chris Emma of The Score. He's up at Hallis Hall. Download the Circa app today. Chris, share with the class this wonderful and typical news of being a Bears draft choice. Hi, Chris.
Rosie, what's up? Good to be with you. Yeah, let's preface this a bit because I'll call it a potential injury. Luther Burden made a great catch, actually, on a deep ball down the sidelines and landed awkwardly on his side. It wasn't clear at the moment whether he just got the wind knocked out of him or whether it was something discomfort-wise, but we're still trying to figure that one out. It was toward the end of practice. We did not get a chance to really see any follow-ups. There was a couple minutes left in practice by that point. I don't think it's serious. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about yet, but he was at least in some discomfort after making a terrific catch.
Do you get a chance to talk to players and coaches after they go through all of the physical education class they go through?
So we got to talk with Declan Doyle, among a few others today, who declined comment on the injury status. He said he would defer to Ben Johnson, who is not available today or tomorrow. He spoke yesterday. So we're without clarity. I would imagine if there was something serious that we'll find out in the coming days. But I wouldn't sweat this too much. It's May 10th. It was a terrific catch, might I add, too. It was a heck of a play down. A play you've seen a video clip of posted by the Bears if he didn't go down and in some pain with it. So I think you can worry about this one later. Put it on the back burner for now.
Did Ben Johnson blow the whistle better today than he did yesterday?
You know, he's working on it, right? Baby steps. That's what rookie minicamp's all about. I do appreciate what he's joking about that line, but like, this is his first time leading a practice as a head coach, and it's his first time working with his staff on the field. So the reality of rookie minicamp, you know, you like to find some diamonds in the rough and develop your draft class, but you're also dealing with a lot of guys who are just not going to be in this building come Sunday late afternoon. And so it's really a trial run for Ben Johnson and for this coaching staff as they go about their business and establishing how they're going to work as a staff leading practices.
So I know it's sort of another version of the underwear Olympics, but who caught your eyes in the last 2 days?
You know, I've been paying attention, to be honest, more so with the coaching staff and getting a sense of how they're going to operate. got an up-close look with Eric Bieniemy today. I can't repeat some of the things he said on 50,000 Watt Radio because we'll get in a lot of trouble if I do. But, man, that is a guy. When you talk about demanding, he is demanding of these players. And you get a sense of it with Kyle Manungai working with him along with some of these other young running backs. And he is getting on them for like tiny little things, right? Like footwork going over cones and whatnot. And he's got some strong language. I don't think he's going to be, if Hard Knocks were to come back, they would have a lot of enemy, but it's, you love to see it. These are guys who are going to be getting coached hard. Talked with Ruben Hippolyte, and he mentioned his linebackers coach, Richard Smith. He said, he is coaching my butt and I love it. Like, these guys are getting after it. These coaches are. Ben Johnson did not hire his friends, as he's put it, but he hired a lot of guys who are going to be very strong-minded and straightforward on the field, and it's going to really bring out the best in some of these players.
The typical coach-player relationship during these situations, like training camp, where you run a play, blow a whistle, and as soon as the whistle blows, every coach runs to that position and has a lot to say in a loud voice, high decibel levels, maybe with blue language, maybe not, but they're all doing it at a high level, and they're yelling because they either got to yell at everybody, yell over everybody, or they do it because that's the only way they've been taught. And yet Ben Johnson said yesterday he's trying to find out, one of the motives is how to relate to these players, what makes each of them tick to be able to push them the right way, the right direction. And it may or may not be to yell after every play the way you were talking about Eric Bieniemy. So did any coach, or was it just blow the whistle and it was all a whole bunch of noise after that?
I mean, it's a lot of individual drills. They did very little team up until the end, probably about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes of teamwork. But it's a lot of individual work, a lot of focus on technique, of hands-on coaching from these guys. So you get a sense of it. They are very detail oriented, and that comes from the top of Ben Johnson. Like, Ben Johnson identified guys on his staff who are going to relate to players the same way he wants to, which is demanding, which is being tough with them, but also bringing out the best of them through the basics. And that's what it is right now. It's the time to focus on the fundamentals. As Ben Johnson said yesterday, this is the time to make mistakes, get them out of the way, learn right now. Have to when you're playing full speed and the pad comes on in July and August. Like, this is the time to go through it, and this is your dry run, especially for these rookies. And Dennis Allen made the comment today saying a lot of these guys are kind of swimming in the deep end, not knowing what the scheme is because they got drafted or signed 2 weeks ago. And so there's a lot of learning going on out there. It's not fast-paced football. These are young players going at it for the first time and really just kind of getting their feet wet. But they've got some. DA said as well, like, there's also a lot of skill sets in this group they're really excited about, and they're eager to coach these guys up, see through their development. So when you get to training camp and they're really going with the big dogs and you're playing with the starters and the veterans of this group, they fit right in.
Chris, I'm going to have Sean put you on hold and try to get you on the phone because this high level radio station apparently has equipment that keeps dropping out, and we don't want to do that. We want to be able to hear you, hear each and every golden word. And one of the things about being detail oriented, I have no idea if Ben Johnson knows this, believes this, or thinks this, but there is a line of thought that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And so Ben Johnson emphasizes all the details so that everybody does that. And it also includes the great Van Halen contract writer, where it said, the group said, all of the brown, there must be M&Ms in the green room. All the brown M&Ms must be taken out. And it sounded like such a diva move by rock star, one of the greatest groups at the time. And their reasoning was this: if somebody reads the contract and takes out all the brown M&Ms, such a small detail, then all the big stuff's going to be taken care of. How you do one thing is how you do everything. I love that. Chris, you back? You there?
Rosie, yes, I'm back. The magic of live radio, doing a live hit from Hallis Hall. You got to find kind of a quiet corner. So I'm sitting in like an auditorium here in the basement where clearly the Wi-Fi connection was not working too well. I'm sitting here like a cocktail table in like the one quiet corner of this place. So my apologies.
No, don't apologize. We got most of it. One of the pieces of video I saw was Ozzie Trapillo, and I know it's the Underwear Olympics, and that is a large person. He is going to be given a shot. Was it at left tackle? And was he doing drills as the left tackle if they were doing drills that would identify as such?
He was doing drills at left tackle, working as a left tackle, and think about that with the footwork, with your blocking stances, everything that comes with that position. I'm not sure if he's going to be a left tackle come training camp. The Bears have a decision to make, and a looming decision that probably won't be made until the end of the offseason program, if not into July and August, regarding Darnell Wright. And he's been your starting right tackle for the last 2 years and played at a really high level. The Bears have a decision to make, and they're preparing for it, as to whether he's going to move to the left side. And it's something that they don't want to just try out and rotate him. They don't want to overwhelm him with working at different positions, and they want to make sure they have this move correct before they pull the trigger on it. So I do believe Darnell Wright is ultimately going to be a left tackle for this team come September. Now that leads you to the right tackle spot. Braxton Jones is coming back from his injury. He got a young guy in Karan Amagaji who struggled last season but also didn't have the benefit of a full offseason as he recovered from that quad injury. And now you got Ozzie Trapillo entering this mix as well. I tend to think Ozzie Trapillo has the upside to be a starting right tackle in this league, and I think the Bears see it that way. They are really drawn to his ability of combining size and physicality with technique, and that's something he proved at Boston College last year. Not a single penalty last season at Boston College. Really impressive track record. This is a guy the Bears have said is a technician stepping into that role. I'm fascinated to see how Braxton Jones responds from this injury, at what point he comes back, whether it's midway through training camp, whatever that might be. But Ozzie Trapillo is going to get a good chance here in this offseason program to really prove himself, because Braxton Jones won't be out there. So he's working at left tackle for now. I'm wondering if that's a temporary move.
I've never been in favor of weakening two positions when you can just leave one where it is and try to help that one position. So I'd leave my right tackle where my right tackle was. That's the way I drafted him. And worry about helping out a rookie left tackle if that's what it comes to. But they're supposedly smarter than me. They've got people with greater experience, and maybe they've had this all along, that Darnell Wright, give him 2 years to be in the league, and then a year, and he's going to be our left tackle. They seem to have emphasized the interior, and they drafted way emphasizing the interior later on with guys who would be big, tough, and make the pocket something the Bears could protect from the middle with all the veterans they traded for and signed. I have no idea if what you saw this week indicates any of that in the two practices or not. What have you seen that indicates any kind of change in blocking scheme or what they might use as a blocking scheme?
You can't really get a sense just because the pads aren't on. They're not going at anywhere near full speed, but that's going to be interesting to follow. I mean, they overhauled a lot of that blocking scheme last year with Shane Waldron entering the mix, and obviously it set back this offensive line considerably. Like, you got a good group now with this coaching staff. Dan Rauscher is your new offensive line coach. Ben Johnson understanding the identity he wants within this offense. So, look, that's what happens when you got a revolving door at offensive coordinator, and you get a new OC who comes in and wants to do things differently. He's got an O-line coach he inherits. In this case, it was Chris Morgan last year, who he's telling, we're going to do it this way now. We're going to do it my way. We're going to fit this part of my scheme. And the beauty of having an offensive-minded head coach is you don't have to worry about that. This all comes from the top with Ben Johnson. And add to that, you got these veterans in the mix with Joe Tooney at left guard, with Drew Dolman at center, now with Jonah Jackson at right guard. You got three pros and veterans in that mix who are going to really know what they're doing in that spot. So you feel really strongly about the way the interior is being built.
Chris, and who's throwing them passes? Last year was obvious. Last year was Caleb Williams. Here's our rookie. Here's our guy. Here's our savior. Who's throwing passes?
Austin Reed, who was a rookie last year, working into his second season, an undrafted guy, one of the stars of Hard Knocks. He's been out there for this group. And I've got to confess, I don't have my roster in front of me. There's a rookie tryout quarterback whose name is eluding me. He is also out there, too.
Okay, do they look like they can throw an NFL pass or just against air?
I talked about that Luther Burden catch. I know he got hurt on that play, or he seemed to have gotten hurt, but man, that was a heck of a throw. That was like 50 or 60 yard dot down the sidelines beating a corner. I believe that was an Austin, the Reed throw, and really impressive.
Okay. All right. Well, again, even against air, I guess if it's really impressive, and we just hope Luther Burden isn't hurt as much.
It was a good play. It was a 7-on-7 throw. I enjoyed that. I'm telling you, you would have seen that one all over social media if he had gotten up from it.
Okay, you still might see it. And even if he got up slowly or whatever, you still might think, oh, my God, this is really – he's really a bear now because he's hurt, and that's what we're looking at. So what do they have – don't they have one more day tomorrow for this?
One more day tomorrow. It's going to be a short practice. And the thing to note now as they move forward is the roster is at the 90-man limit. So you've got a bunch of tryout players. You've got a bunch of undrafted free agents. There's going to be some roster churn in the coming days, and it might just be the rookies in this mix trading out an undrafted free agent for a rookie tryout who made the cut. But you might also have some veteran moves. So a lot of these teams make veteran churning of the roster after the draft, and the Bears have not done that yet. So you might see some follow-up on the roster here in the coming days.
All right, I just want to see a little bit of improvement each day and Ben Johnson's whistleblowing, because apparently that's the cadence of this year's, the Caleb Williams cadence of this year's training and this year's mini camp. So I want to see his, I expect you with a full report on his whistleblowing by the end of the weekend. All right, Chris?
The challenge is trying to go over T-Med's air horns, so that's really the struggle for Ben Johnson.
Chris, thanks for your time. Appreciate your reporting from Hallis Hall.
Take care, buddy.
Chris Emma for the score, reporting from Hallis Hall. That's great. All right, so Luther Burden may or may not be hurt, but he's certainly working his way into being a Bear, isn't he? Well, just the threat of that. Okay. Yeah, he's got broken. He made a great catch. He's got broken ribs. No, that's not true. That's not what we were saying, but that would be the imagined part of it. So take a break. When we come back, we have quite the variety of stuff in the cultural zeitgeist, including one of the best sports movies ever. Mark Rohde hates it, and I'm going to tell you what and why. And it's kind of an anniversary of this, and there's some stuff I didn't really know. But there's stuff you might not know either, and we'll share that with you next. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Score.
We have the cultural zeitgeist.
Right now, you're doing something for the culture.
Oh, baby. Do it for the culture.
For the culture.
Do it. Do it a little slower. Like.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture.
Joe, warn the Chiefs.
Ohms. Ohms.
Ohms. Ohms.
I don't know.
I think we've really penetrated the cultural zeitgeist.
That's what we do here. Saturday Suckage, penetrating the cultural zeitgeist. 32 years ago last month, one of the funniest, sweetest, and grody angering movies of all time came out. The Sandlot. It's a cult classic. It's set in 1962, and really it's a love letter to baseball, to playing baseball as kids, doing it in the neighborhood and empty lots, and just everybody bring a mitt and a bat, and hopefully somebody's got a ball, and we're going to play. We all did it, right? Did you do that, Sean?
I did, yeah.
Not much happens like that anymore, not without video control, now with video controllers and phones and all the pasty white kids in the basement, but it was the best. That's what you did. Hurried home from school to play it. And the movie captured all that, for me anyways. And it has James Earl Jones and it has Dennis Leary. Come on. It's a great movie. That's why it's one of the best baseball movies ever, unless you're grumpy Mark Grody. Because he thinks it's a movie about a dog slobbering all over a ball. That's what he said. It's a dog and a ball. I don't think that's very entertaining. We've had this discussion many times, as you can tell. So I always seize the opportunity to talk about The Sandlot. 2 years ago, I had the director on, David Mickey Evans. And he was talking about, sir, you've seen in the movie, you'll see the kids, especially Ham Porter, the catcher, the Hambino, stepping out from behind a plate or just yelling at something, whatever it was. Or your players in other positions. What they did was they told the kids just stand there. And David Mickey Evans, the director, would have a clipboard full of lines that he would yell out. And that player had to say that line. So they were just doing all these at once. And these came from his youth. These were things that were said that he remembered. He and his brother played. And it was great. So the kids were reciting lines from the director's youth in Southern California. So there are some, I love when shows do this, movies do, magazines do this, each channel put together one of these articles about secrets, things like that, things you may not know. Maybe you know these, maybe you don't. It's wonderful. And let's start with the most famous line of the movie.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Completely improvised. Completely, for all the scripting that David Mickey Evans did, that was improvised. And Patrick Renna, he's the catcher who played Hamilton Porter, the great Hambino. He just offered it up during the s'mores scene, and they kept it in because it only showed up another time. It was only twice, and it's the most famous line in the movie, right?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Right. So Tom Geary is the guy who played Smalls. And he said on the show Below the Belt, hearing the famous phrase got on his nerves a bit in high school. But now that he's 41, he calls it endearing. Well, of course you would. And he called the enduring popularity of the film surreal. He remembered a father and son duo who showed up at a fan signing dressed as Benny the Jet Rodriguez and Squints. They're doing this, they're playing, they're
cosplaying The Sandlot. Generations are digging it. Geary was 11 when he scored the role of Smalls. After six rounds of auditions, that's a lot of kids. The Sandlot was the New Jersey native's professional acting debut after an agent discovered him in a local theater production of A Christmas Carol. And Geary was told time in 2013, it was pretty much just playing baseball, swimming, going to a carnival. For an 11-year-old, you really couldn't ask for a better movie to be in. It was like summer camp. Well, it sounds like it. But here's the thing. These baseball movies, they need coaches on the set to teach you how to play baseball, how to bat, how to do this. They just gave it all up with Ray Liotta in Field of Dreams because he couldn't hit like Joe. He couldn't hit left-handed. And so
Shula's you're killing Joe. Me, Smalls.
Yeah. It turns out Smalls had to be taught how not to play baseball. He was a good athlete. He was a good baseball player. And he said, they coached me a lot on how to look like I didn't know how to throw. I know my Little League coach was pretty upset when he saw the movie. That's great. So I mentioned Dennis Leary earlier. He played Smalls' stepdad, Bill. And he didn't know what he was signing up for, as it turns out. So he was in Demolition Man. He was in Judgment Day, but they hadn't come out yet. Judgment Night, but they hadn't come out with. So those were the two biggest movies. And he signs up to do this little baseball movie, he called it. He was on The Rich Eisen Show in 2021. Quote, I got the script and I was like, wow, this is literally about a bunch of kids playing baseball. They always tell you, you don't work with dogs and kids. And here I am working with a giant dog and all kids. So he took the part and it worked out. And he sounded like every other kid on the set. Because the guy who played Mr. Myrtle, the guy who owned the beast, the dog, James Earl Jones, he found him. Described him as the kindest, nicest, sweetest guy. And that voice, I think of the voice of God, I think of James Earl Jones. And the kids, as you would expect, when he showed up, were like, Vader is here. Dennis Leary was just like one of the kids. Vader is here. As for the dog that Mark Grody hates because he thinks the movie is all about him, Hercules, or the Beast, however you know them. They had two English Mastiffs playing it. Gunner was the one that did all the running and jumping. And they had, there are several scenes, if you remember the movie specifically, these scenes. They had to, Hercules had to thank Smalls for saving him after Benny managed to outjet the dog at a high-speed foot chase. So in order for Hercules to look so generous in his thanks, they smeared what Geary said was a whole jar of Gerber baby food on the side of his face. And that scene where I'm looking to the other side, he said, that other half of me is slathered in this baby goo. The dog had a field day on my face. I'm a dog lover, though. So it really didn't bother me. And as long as we're talking about scenes where icky stuff is involved, the vomit where the kids are covered in their attempt to chew tobacco, because if you were a kid, Sean, did you ever chew tobacco as a kid? Did you ever do that thing?
No, I never did.
Chewing tobacco.
Missed my era.
Well, swallowing tobacco is a bad thing. Chewing it can be just as bad. So they're riding the Trabant, and at the same time, chicken soup was mixed with something else. They basically took the buckets of the stuff and they threw it at the kids. And they had to keep their clothes on for hours on end. The guy who played Yaya, Marty York, The guy who played Yaya said, I literally kept almost gagging because it was on my clothing. The carnival ride was fun to ride, but the throw up on us was gross. The tobacco was nasty business too, licorice and bacon bits. That was the tobacco. And some of us were stupid enough to swallow it, and they vomited on themselves. That is your movie. Said Geary, we had to go on that ride about 15 times, and I think me, Ham, and Chauncey all threw up a few times. Chauncey is Chauncey Leopardi. He played Squints, that brazen little devil. He's the one who tricked Wendy Pfeffercorn into giving into giving him CPR so he could steal a kiss. Cute scene, funny stunt, devious little Squints. Did you know that saved a life?
No.
2022, 10-year-old twin brothers Bryden Hassig and Christian Hassig were spending time together at the pool with their father Brad and their 11-year-old neighbor Sam Ebert when the unthinkable happened. This is according to E! Moments after Brad went underwater in the 5-foot end of the pool, he lost consciousness. Bryden and Sam noticed that he was slumped over and alerted Christian, who put on his goggles and dove underwater. The three kids pulled the dad to the stairs. Christian then ran to get help from the neighbors. No one was home. He eventually flagged down a driver in the street who called 911. Meanwhile, Bryden, who does not have emergency training, began performing CPR on his father that he recalled seeing after watching The Sandlot.
This is an 11-year-old, right?
Once first responders arrived, Brad was taken to a nearby hospital where he was admitted to the cardiac intensive care unit. After 24 hours, his vitals were stabilized. Take that, Mark Grody. Funny, sweet, and life-saving. Omaha. Omaha.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
We're familiar with Enter Sandman, right? Song, right? Metallica song, right? You may be most famously attached to Mariano Rivera. For 25 years, though, Enter Sandman has served as a soundtrack when the Virginia Tech Hokies football team runs onto their home field on game day. So Metallica played its first concert at Virginia Tech Stadium on Wednesday. James Hetfield shouts, Hokies, let's go! 60,000-person crowd started jumping up and down when Lars Ulrich's drumbeat kicks in. Right? You can hear it. You know exactly what the crowd's doing. And it's like the home field for this song. It registered on the Richter scale. The Virginia Tech Seismological Observatory measured the sold-out crowd's response to the Black Album classic. It was magnitude enough to create a noticeable spike on the seismograph, equivalent to a small but prolonged earthquake. Enter Sandman. Do you remember when Seahawk fans did that? They created an earthquake?
Yeah, I remember that, right?
Beast mode scored.
That's right.
And they're going
the Beastquake, right?
That's it. That's what it is. He crosses the goal line, playoff game. They're going to the Super Bowl. The fans' response in Seattle was so big, it also registered on the Richter scale.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
Speaking of music, are you looking for something to do tonight? Sean, are you looking for something to do tonight?
I guess I could be, yeah.
Well, might I suggest this? You can fly to Iceland for the Wacken Metal Fest Finals.
Wow, what are those?
The Wacken Metal Fest Finals. 7 bands will compete for the chance to represent Iceland at the World Open Air Finals in Germany. Special appearance tonight by the band Crownfest and Power Paladin. Power Paladin, you should know, has been absolutely exploding lately as a fantastic live band. Their performance at Satan Festival last year is still being talked about. Perhaps you've heard, Sean. The band hasn't played in Iceland since then. Their music is masterfully crafted power metal, boasting tight guitar riffage, along with powerful heroic vocals reminiscent of classic heavy metal of the greats. Now, what caught my eye on this bill is of the seven bands, there's one called Mucky Muck. Who wouldn't root for a band like Mucky Muck? But let's say you're not available today. You can't make Iceland tonight. Make plans for the first weekend in June. That is the Satan Metal Fest. That may be the greatest concert name ever. Isn't that perfect? Satan Metal Fest. June 5th, 6th, 7th, Satan Metal Fest. It's in Iceland on a peninsula with a name I dare not pronounce for fear of sacrificing my upper bridge work. But it's a big deal in Iceland, and they're revealing the daily lineups for what will take place that weekend. Apparently it's stacked. I'm going to have to take their word for it. Satan Metal Fest is stacked. And we have some music from some of the bands. Sean tracked this down. Celebrating 35 years of their first live appearance since 2010 will be Icelandic death metal icons Sororicide. Doesn't that say Satan Metal Fest?
Is that what he's saying?
They won't be the only legend going there. In addition, appearing at Satan Metal Fest in Iceland will be what is described as Polish death dealers, Vader. And you have, Sean, you tracked down this song. Share with the class this song before you play it.
The name of the song is The Final Massacre.
Of course it is. And this is by Vader. Sure. Anybody knows Vader.
Yeah, even worth their salt. Come on.
So that's June 5th, 6th, and 7th if you want to go to Iceland, the Satan Metal Fest.
I'm marking my calendar.
708 Texter. My ears are puking. uh, 206 Texter. Grody's rendition of Enter Sandman is an amazing piece of art. Are we now all request radio?
Apparently.
All right. We're going to take a break, and you're going to find that wherever Grody's Enter Sandman is, and we'll bring that back to you before we go. And this for Trash Panda, who couldn't believe in a tweet today, couldn't believe I was still on the air. I can't believe it either. But the former producer of Saturday Suckage should know, this is from Craig Calcaterra's daily newsletter, Couple Coffee. Quote, a woman has been arrested after a raccoon named Chewy was found holding a meth pipe in the driver's seat of her car in what police are calling a, quote, strange encounter on patrol, end quote, in Ohio. I guess you would call it. There's a trash panda with a meth pipe.
I guess that is strange.
Take a break and come back with other things that we hope do not call into question the station's broadcasting license. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckish. Boy, I tell you, people today, you get your own Pope, and some baseball fans are just not happy about it, Julie Swieco. Among the texts, what? No Tim Elko love? You got a Pope, right? You got somebody calling from, this is Bob from the South Side, calling from the Guaranteed Rate Basilica.
What a ridiculous thing to reply, but you got a Pope.
What about Tim Elko? Okay.
You got a Pope. Forget about Tim Elko.
Tim Elko is here to save you from Andrew Vaughn, we believe. So we haven't heard anything official, and the roster move apparently, for short term, I guess, is Caleb Theobar going on paternity leave. Is that
so
right?
That's for the Cubs. The White Sox.
Wrong. Well, yeah. It might be for...
Could sure be for Cade Orton here, but it looks like they released Greg Jones, but then they also picked up a pitcher from the Dodgers today. So the White Sox still technically have
Doyers,
to make a move.
Say it right. Doyers.
Sorry. Doyers. A Doyer dog.
So I don't know what the other move is, but it's hard to believe that Tim Elko, never seen a pitch in the majors, and he's unbelievable, 1.10 OPS. He's like, it's crazy what he's doing in the minors. 10 home runs in 31 games, 670 sluggies. Look at that. He is a score guy. Do we have a contract with him? He's slugging 670.
Oh, man. That's a guy.
He's slugging 670. Do you hear me?
Page Mitch Rose and get him on the phone.
I would hope he already has this done.
You're probably right.
And the 188-224-313 line that Andrew Vaughn has, 4 homers, 37 games. Is there much question?
There shouldn't be much. What more do you need to see out of Andrew Vaughn? Let's go figure what Tim Elko can be.
26.
Right? Yeah, he's older.
I mean, it's not like Cade Horton's 23 coming to pitch majors, but you'll take any
thing if you're a Sox fan, right?
Right? I mean,
and you wanted some are just not.
I think it was like back in like 21. He had like a walk off grand slam for I think Ole Miss is who he played for,
yeah,
with like a torn ACL
series.
Or something, yeah. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, this guy's been around for a bit, but yeah, just not kind of getting a shot.
Okay. Good. I hope it works. It gives you something to watch.
Hope that made you happy, Julie.
And now that you have the right person praying for you, maybe this will be the start.
That's really what the issue was.
Yeah. That's right. You got, all right. 630 texter. Gainesville, Florida, checking in for your planning purposes. This is after we talked about tonight in Iceland. And June 5th, 6th, and 7th is the Satan Metal Fest. October 24th, 26th, the fest, over 75 punk and metal bands in Gainesville, Florida. Apparently, there's pro wrestling on Sunday. And there's metal all weekend. This is a marriage made in Gainesville, Florida police hell. 224. Thank you, Rosie. Satan metal is the opposite of the obligatory ear-splitting air horn. I always liked the air horn. I thought it was a very effective tool. I know people hate it. When I said, like, Mike Esposito and I will be sitting in for the morning show on Memorial Day on Monday the 26th. And every time they change topics and whatever we've sat in for, the air horn has come under scrutiny. And don't play that. We don't need that. Don't change topics that way. Yeah. Hey, where's Grody 317? Hey, where's Grody's Enter Sandman cover? Sean's working on that.
I can't find it anywhere.
You better find it. Where is it?
I don't know.
Find it.
I think we're looking. I'm looking. I've got 3 minutes here.
So my son Brandon had a really good idea. I'm going to put it in a book somewhere, in a manuscript, where you know how people, they should do, this would be what you should do in a grocery store. Too many people are talking on the phones in the grocery store. But at pools, you know, like at community pools, people talk. They talk loud. They talk like it's performance art. They need you to hear that because they sound important that way. Same way people on phones do when they're walking through grocery stores or department stores or whatever. And Brandon said he would carry an air horn and just aim it at people who are talking too loud at the pool. That's enough out of you. That's enough out of you. I love that idea. That would be very effective. Hopefully as effective as Tim Elko. And we have somebody who is part of the Wake and Bake Club that I don't want to lose this opportunity to share with you, even though we didn't have a Wake and Bake Club. We didn't have a Wake and Bake Club meeting today, but the way our interweb is going here. 815 texture, and of course, you're roasted in the 815. That's what the 815 does. I am roasted with Rosenblum, apparently. I thought he said James Earl Jones and Dennis Leary were in Spaceballs, not baseball movies. I was thinking, wait a minute, James Earl Jones did the voice for Darth Vader. Yeah. Okay. And a 229 texter, this is irony turning back on itself. Grody hates The Sandlot. He thinks it's a worthwhile movie. He can't understand why I love it.
You ain't my beer!
Okay.
There you go. So the 229 texter says, I can see Grody being Squints, pretending he was drowning to get the girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you go and hate the movie and people go and put you right in it, Grody, right?
You'd be the winner of that movie, Mark.
You're killing me, Smalls. The line that was ad-libbed. 309 texter, peace out, Steve. Stay groovy. I'm trying, Michael in St. Louis. I'm trying. We'll see what happens in the coming weeks. And by the way, NBC is bringing back Round Ball Rock, the John Tesh. Kids, ask your parents about John Tesh and what he was, the kind of what he represented, and how Connie Selica is married to him. We have no idea what she was thinking, But they're bringing back the AI voice of the guy who said the NBA on NBC. But I don't remember hearing that. I remember the music, and we only love the music, and they're bringing it back because it was Michael Jordan. It was his walk-up music. That's what it was. John Tesh wrote Michael Jordan's walk-up music because that was the NBA's theme, Round Ball Rock. I know it's hard to believe, but he did. He wrote that. And now NBC is bringing back that. And the AI voice who said the NBA on NBC, the guy's been dead since 2017. They check with his family. Do you know this must violate union laws? Isn't that why the writers went on strike over AI?
Yeah, that was one of the big things. Yeah, Jim Fagan is the voice that they're supposedly reanimating,
yeah. I guess.
What the heck?
That's awful. Somebody needs to get paid for this. You don't just ask a family if it's okay. Someone needs to get paid for this. Or you're going to hear Ernie Anderson reanimated next. Vegas. He was the guy with that voice. Vegas. There's an outtake somewhere of Ernie Anderson in that voice cursing out someone in a big, big way. All right. So I need to thank Sean Sears because you played all the death metal. You played Vader. They're the Polish death anthem people. And we got Enter Sandman registering on the Richter scale and Satan Metal Fest. Perfect. What a great show. And we got to explain to the world that Grody hates the Sandlot. So we've had a pretty complete day here. If nobody important listened, I'll be back next week on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So, kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.